And so, in this sacred moment, I invite you to close your eyes if you've not already done so. Relax your body and clear your mind. Take a couple of deep breaths, and as you breathe, gently inhaling and exhaling, just release any thought, any worry, or any fear that is keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Because we know in the silence, love is there, peace is there, joy is there, and truth is there. And so as you follow your breath, realize that this is not only the time for communion with the divine, but it is also time for union with the divine. You are right now and always in the presence of pure being, and the presence of pure being surrounds you, enfolds you, and expresses within you. And so today, as we honor the fathers of new thought, let us hold in consciousness the revolutionary ideas that this movement brought forth. First, that God is pure good, pure love, pure wisdom. God is all goodness, ever present in the universe, like a warm and loving father is ever present in a child's life. And next, that all humankind, every single one of us, is created in the image and likeness of God. Our divine inheritance is that we were all created in original goodness. And next is the fundamental idea that the living God indwells us. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Jesus told us, God and I are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Before Abraham was, I am. As individualized expressions of God, we are one with Spirit and eternally one with all humankind. And Jesus also told us, these things that I have done, you too shall do, and even greater things than these shall you do. And so, as opposed to old thought, new thought has its foundation in that eternal love and law. It rests on the oneness of life and insists that the truth regarding life and its laws is to be found in our own inner consciousness. And so, realizing this, let's all take a moment now to go within, to that inner sanctuary of our souls, into the silence, where each one of us can connect with the source of our being and feel the truth that sets us free. The truth that in our oneness, we have everything we need, all the powers of the Christ, powers for healing, powers for prosperity, powers for peace and joy. Feel that union now for a few moments in the silence. And so our hearts are full of gratitude for Jesus the Christ, our wayshower, who came to this earth to revolutionize prevailing concepts about the nature of God and all humankind. And our hearts are also full of gratitude for all the fathers and mothers of new thought. We know that each one of us lives richer and fuller lives because of their teachings. And so it is, and so we joyfully accept its being in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ. And let's end our time of prayer and meditation by joining our voices together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
temptation, but deliver.